I tried to single out a few, but it was impossible. All right. An international society for cameras. Everyone has a camera. This way we go.
We can actually walk.
We cannot all walk. I don't think it is true.
How many, man?
It's closed.
I don't like traffic in here, so.
Oh. That's fine. Good idea. See, they're getting cheated from all sides.
Hmm.
Scientists are cheating.
They want to be cheated. What can be done? Just like the advertisement, no faith, no philosophy, no restriction. See, you want all these things. Therefore, you have come to see this. Yes. No regulation. You can do whatever you like. And then, he will be praised. Oh, very good. Good Swamiji. He has no restriction. And here is a most conservative Swamiji. Don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. So they want to be cheated. As soon as you speak the truth, they will not accept. They will argue. Huh? What is wrong in illicit sex? Why is it secret?
Yes.
They go to Guru to teach the Guru, not to take lessons from the Guru. What is that?
Have some responsibility in the world. And you say all of a sudden that you have no responsibility.
That is stated in this Srimad Bhagavatam. But yes, you have responsibility so long you are not Krishna conscious. Not that a person who is not in the devotional service of the Lord, he can say, I have no responsibility. He cannot do this. He has all the duties. But one who has taken to Krishna consciousness without any reservation, he has no duty. He has no responsibility. Devarsi bhutapta ninam sitrinam. Nayam rini na kinkara rajan sarvatmanadehi saranam sarannam gato mudundam parihistu katta. This is the statement. As soon as you take birth, we have got so many responsibilities. We are responsible to perform sacrifices for all the demigods. We are taking life from the sun. We have got responsibility. Otherwise, how you are getting so much light? If you don't pay the electric bill, the next self is disconnected. And you are taking so much light from the sun, you have no responsibility. You have. No responsibility. You are taking light, air, what are so many things you are taking, supplied by the divine demigods. They were rishi. great. Just like Vasudev or many other rishis, they have given you knowledge and you have no responsibility. Yes.
So then the responsibility for some is to Krishna, the responsibility for some is to demigods?
Yes. Demigods, you have got responsibility. Deva, Rishi, Bhuta, living entity. It's like you are taking milk from the cow. You have the responsibility to protect it, but you are killing. You must have it.
So the present system is simply expert at producing completely irresponsible people.
Yes. I'm not talking of responses.
They say
but
we are irresponsible.
One who is devotee, huh?
They say we are irresponsible.
No, you are not irresponsible. We have finished our lesson. We are not irresponsible. But we are in such a position that we are past all these responsibilities.
So, Srila Prabhupada, when you told this lady, this woman last night, that she should give up her responsibilities.
Get to Krishna consciousness.
No.
That is the only response. Then you can. Not that, to give up all responsibilities. First of all, get to Krishna response. Then there is no response. Give up something, take something, then it is all right. And give up everything, and then it is yours.
But they see responsibility only in terms of making a bank balance and having a nice home and satisfying.
Therefore they are suffering in spite of bank balance. They are suffering. Suppose you have not done your responsibilities properly, so then you have become sinful. Is it not?
Yes.
But Krishna gives assurance that you surrender to me and I will give you protection from all sins. So even you think that by giving up my all other responsibilities, I am taking shelter of you, and I will be punishable for my sinful act. The Krishna says, Ahankar sarva paapi bhamo kusha. Then where is my response? I become free immediately. Provided I surrender to Krishna without any desire. Then it is. Not otherwise not.
But they will say that suffering is a part of life. That suffering is a necessary part of life.
Then why you are trying to get out of suffering? That's it. Why you are trying to get out of suffering?
Why? Because they don't like it. They don't like it.
Then
they say you have to accept it.
If it is a part of life, why don't you like it? Someone, go on, Samir. You are accepting a part of life because you cannot get out of this. This is how. That's all. After jumping, and it is not available, it is not, there is no necessity. Jack is still available.
They will surrender to the misery, but they will not surrender to Krishna.
That is their disease.
Srila Prabhupada, when you speak of taking care of your responsibilities for Krishna, does that also have a material aspect to it? It's like a parent must bring up the child, must take care of the child, train it to read, to write.
Yes, so that means we are taking care of the things in life, just to make them Krishna conscious. Not to become cats and dogs. This is our response. That is Krishna conscious. But here is a child, he may be saved to make him Krishna conscious. Therefore you are taking so much care in the dollars. We are not irresponsible. But our responsibility is there, that to make him Krishna.
So when we say that we have finished all responsibility by surrendering to Krishna, that doesn't mean that we've abandoned execution of duty.
No, no. Who says that?
Well, some people say that you've taken to Krishna consciousness and now you've given up all of your...
It's not duty. It is a man duty. This is a man duty. Krishna says, Sarvadhanman, Paritrajavan. We have taken responsibility for Krishna consciousness movement. We are doing... While you are traveling all over the world, thrice in a year, the taking this responsibility, otherwise, he is an old man, he takes such responsibility. There is a greater responsibility. When I become a big officer of the government, he means to overburden his responsibility. Not the speaking. Here, the material responsibility, it has no use. You're simply wasting time. And here is real responsibility and real life. That I explained to that lady that even if you take response, what can you do? You cannot do anything. Huh? The example I gave, that you have taken responsibility for your son's disease, his suffering. You have brought good physician, you have brought good medicine, everything. But what can you do? In spite of your own responsibility, son dies. Then what is the value of your responsibility? Huh? Do things simply by bringing a nice physician and nice medicine, you can save your son. Then what is your responsibility? Actually, you cannot do anything. So what is the use of saying that I am responsible? You cannot do anything. If one blind man says, I take responsibility. You are blind men, follow me. So what is the use of this responsibility? You will die and others will die. So what is the meaning of this responsibility? Even if you take as very responsible man, you cannot do anything. That is not possible. You cannot say, who wants that my son dies, my father dies, I'll take them and... One little disease will finish your response. Every nation is taken, all the leaders, and as soon as there is war, thousands and thousands will be killed. What response? As soon as an atom bomb is dropped, there's many thousands in the police. Then what is your response? You cannot do it. You can make a statue. These soldiers died, these soldiers died. But you could not save them from death. Thank you.
They would say that you also, that we also must die. Everyone must die. They say also that...
Yes, we die to live forever. We die. This is last.
Then they will say, how do we know?
That you are asking, how do you know? They come to my feet, then you know.
Your feet or to your boots?
Yes, provided there is boot. Therefore, because you are full dust, you must have the Guru. That is the way. So, Guru, Guru, Eva, certainly, Obidashe, must go. Otherwise, there is no possible. We live as foolish forever and suffer.
There's one German historian named Friedrich Engels.
Yeah, he's another foolish. Again.
He wrote against Vedic culture by saying that even the Brahmins of Vedic culture were not responsible because the culture failed. It ended at a certain period in history. It was simply exploitation of the workers under the guise of religion. That was his argument.
That is not the fault of the practice.
The argument of foolish man is gay. Vedic culture when finished.
It's only 5,000 years ago.
5,000 years ago. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 500 years, how he accepted. If it is finished, he is more than taken the mark. He is rested.
They are willing to take so many material risks, but they are not willing to chide spiritual life.
That is their farce. That is their foolishness. Mura nari janati mame bhat paramam. Therefore they are called nirvana.
How would we define the word responsibility in Krishna consciousness?
Responsibility is that we have got this human form of life, realize God. This is it. Otherwise, you are finished. We are. We have got this human form of life. Your only responsibility is to understand God. This is it. That is Vedic culture. For understanding God, many things, many saints, they left everything and went to the forest to realize God. That is Vedic culture. Bharat Maharaj, under whose name India is called Bharatvarsha, he is the emperor of this planet, and at the age of 24 years, he left everything to realize God. This is Vedic culture. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whose position was very, very nice as a Grihastha, nice, beautiful wife, affectionate mother, good influence, Brahmin family, learned scholar, everything, first class, he left her. Just to show us. He has God himself, but to set the example, king. He gave up a kingdom option which is aspired by the demigods. Such a nice life, such a nice family. But anyway, just to teach us the process of realizing God. This is very simple. Somebody may not put very deep.
It's deep and not so much.
Why do you ask me what is that? Definition of response?
Yes.
Do you understand? What is the response?
We have this human life, we must realize God.
Yes, three words. Thank you, that's not understanding. We speak the whole response in three words. You have got any protest? This is one. Let's see the prophet.
They have not taken God realization as a responsibility.
That is their misfortune.
Simply as a pastime.
That is their ignorance. They do not know what is responsible.
They would say that somebody has taken God realization as responsibility following some Christian spirit or something like that, but they are also frustrated.
We are not frustrated. We are not frustrated. Are you frustrated? Yeah. Now these actors say frustrated. If you take false thing, then you will be frustrated. If you take real path of God realization, it's no question of practice. It is Anandamudhi Vardhanam, increasing pleasure. No frustration.
And they say that no one has real information of God.
You have no that self because you're a flag of God. You just was my heat and I lean forward. How to say that does not mean angular. Is it a very honest statement? Nobody can say it because he does not know. But if anyone knows how to say it, so why do you say it? Then no one has done. You do not know. He accepts that.
Everyone
insignificant barge because he's not swimming. He's not swimming. So he can turn. Because you do not know swimming, you cannot swim like this. Even in insignificant part, that's it. How nicely he swims. He knows the art. Of the modern people, they do not believe in God, they do not know any religion, that is the problem. They think religion is sentiment, anyone can manufacture his own sentiment. There is no God, this is it. So, we are in fault. It is folly to be wise, for ignorance is bliss. The whole world is under this concept. Therefore, we are at fault. We are teaching God Christ.
Generally, they make it difficult. Generally, they make it difficult for us to preach.
Yes.
They hinder us in so many ways. Yeah. They have not realized that we have taken a responsibility. When a man has a responsibility, usually he is given some certain facilities to carry out that responsibility.
Everyone 10% godless. Neither they have got intelligence to understand what is going on.
Then we are giving them the intelligence as well as the answers, because if they have no intelligence to understand,
yes. Well, I understand that. Why you are opening so many centers? Just to give these radicals intelligence. Krishna is recognizing so nicely a creature because he knows that he has to face so many difficulties. He's not easy going. Armchair politician. No. He has to face so many difficulties.
That's why Krishna recognizes
by giving
knowledge of himself.
Yes. Krishna immediately gives him all facilities.
There's never been a movement like this that has given special knowledge of God. Therefore, they think it's sentiment.
So we have to abide by their sentiments.
Yes.
Because they are rascals, we have to become rascals.
Thank you.
person needs to take so-called responsibility will not be allowed to carry it out. The example I was giving, Napoleon, Hitler, and Gandhi, they took responsibility, but they are divinized. What can you do? What is the meaning of your responsibility? You will not be allowed to execute your responsibility. What remedy you have done that you will not be allowed, kicked out? Then where is your responsibility? Even if you are a very nice gentleman, you have taken the responsibility, but nature will not allow you to execute the responsibility. What is your answer to that? Big, big Napoleon, big, big Hitler, big, big Gandhi came and gone. Where is the responsibility to execute? Napoleon was given all shooting, you know, by the Britishers.
Really?
Yes, at the last day. And was asking for what are that all shooting. He died like that. Hitler committed suicide. Gandhi was killed. So where is the response? The falsely thinking, without being everything will be lost. But they are kicked out, everything is going.
President de Gaulle.
Huh?
President de Gaulle.
Yeah, Nixon is there, but when he was on the office, he got ticket. Without me, America will go to hell. But he has gone to hell every day. That's it. That's the position of the country. The next one, when he was in the office, young big man, he was responsible man. When he kicked out, he's begging. Where am I going? Where is the need of this responsibility? But several times he has asked that you give up your responsibility, the rascal in London. No? Without me, America will go to hell. This is responsibility.
All of these big politicians, they seem to fall very ill afterwards. They seem to become very sick. Nixon is also sick.
Not only sick, they die very soon.
Radha Krishna was paralyzed?
Yes. Brain paralyzed.
That's not good.
They're doing, but better in getting the results. We are working. We are doing so many things, I think. Needs money. This is cheap. He needs some money, he said. America needs money. And that's it. Well, beautiful. What is the response? Now Nixon is in debt.
Huh?
He is now in debt.
Debt?
What? For his legal fees.
Huh.
He owes $300,000. So one rabbi...
See, he cannot give...
But now he has no money. He had to pay taxes.
Oh. He had to pay $300,000.
Yes. So this rabbi, he is a personal friend. He is taking the responsibility for raising the money. Actually, the fee for $500,000, he has already raised $200,000, $300,000
to go.
Now what
are you excluding? Is that yet?
But now he is writing his book.
Another policy.
Yeah. For that book, he will get $2.5 million.
About his bank history.
Yeah. He is very sick now. Now he sleeps 12 hours a day.
Huh?
He sleeps 12 hours a day. The charges?
Yes.
No, actually, he can be called to give testimony. Yes, there are certain pending investigations. So he is eligible for being called to give testimony for these investigations. But on the plea of his bad health, therefore he is not being called. Gatherings. He does not make any public appearances. He is afraid that as soon as he makes public appearances, then he will be called to give testimony. So he is actually being forced to live a very lonely life.
Only night is drinking. Talking. First man went to put him.
Archie's still here.
People who come to Syria, just when you go home, so many open buildings, thousands of men go to see them, and they get good income. On New Year's, it's the first time you turn party to that arch.
Many people come here
for New Year's. They all applaud us. There is another us. This guy?
No.
Yesterday,
one of the
Vishwambar,
he's managing things at the firm, isn't he?